Well, new regulation came into force today, good regulation, which limits the surcharge businesses can force customers to pay for using their debit or credit cards. I mean, how many times you book flights, you go into the shops or whatever, and you end up with a 7% or 9% or whatever credit card surcharge, and half the time you couldn't use anything else but a debit or credit card because they wouldn't accept cash. Well, smaller businesses have a little longer. They've got until September next year to comply with the new standards. Companies will face fines of up to $1.1 million for breaching the law. The Reserve Bank has indicated that actual cost of processing a credit card payment for businesses is between about 1% and 1.5%. And I saw earlier in the week a lot of the credit card companies, their spokesmen coming out and saying, look, this is good. You know, we often get a bad rap because people think it's us that imposes this hefty surcharge, but it's not. And we're all for it as well. Well, Tom Godfrey's a spokesman for the consumer advocacy group Choice. He joins me on the line. Tom, it's about time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's one of the longest-running campaigns Choice has had. And look, it was profiteering, plain and simple. The airlines, the hotels, they were all in on it, the ticketing companies. Every time we used debit or a credit card, they took that as an opportunity to rip you off. And now, from today, there's more sense, transparency in the system. So you're going to get an end to excessive surcharges, and they're going to drop down to a reasonable level. So on a debit card, it's going to be about 0.5%. On Visa and MasterCard, 1.5%. Diners and Amex, about 2 and 3%. So, look, much more sensible, cost-reflective, and critically, the regulator has been given the power to enforce the ban, which hasn't happened previously.
I was going to ask you, how are they going to enforce this? How's the ACCC going to have the teeth?
Well, they've been given more money and they've also been given the power to fine companies, as you said in your introduction, up to $1.1 million. So I think we're going to see, obviously, a very, very focused ACCC looking at these big businesses. So companies over $25 million in revenue and assets and more than 50 employees, they're in the frame from today. Smaller businesses will have another 12 months. So I think it's going to be a very key area for the ACCC, and we want to hear about it. So if your listeners have seen any of these dodgy surcharges, if they're on there buying a flight, booking a concert ticket, maybe it's a movie ticket, if they are not cost-reflective, so above 1.5% on those credit cards, let us know. Jump onto choice.com.au because we want to hear about it. We're happy to investigate it.
Because it was, for a lot of this, an out-and-out rort, wasn't it? I mean, on the one hand, the cost for business, surely, of having people purchase tickets or flights or whatever over the internet is so much cheaper than having them walk up to a desk face-to-face with human beings and do it, yet the surcharge was just a blatant money grab.
Look, profiteering, plain and simple, and it was nearly stopped in 2013 when the RBA brought in new rules, but neither ASIC or the ACCC were given the power to enforce that. That has now changed. And look, there are other fees as well that we think should be in the frame. That ticketing companies charging you some extortionate amount to print your ticket at home using your own paper and your own ink, it's not cost-reflective. Mm. Again, you know, they know that they've locked you in, often with a commercial arrangement with the organisation that's putting the event on. It needs to change. And the rule of thumb with this stuff, the fee should be cost-reflective. When you use your credit card or your debit card, it shouldn't be an open invitation for some of the biggest businesses in the country to profiteer at your expense.
I mean, I've got you on the spot here a bit, Tom, but what are some of the more notable rip-offs that you've recorded over the years?
Oh, look, there've been so many. I mean, I think, you know, probably the biggest one when we're talking about surcharge has to be Tiger, because not only do they have an excessive surcharge, they charge you per person, which I think is just staggering that is allowed to happen. In general, consumer rip-offs, bottled water, oh my goodness. You know, we found four brands recently that are doing little more than just filtering tap water and flogging it for a huge price point. I think, you know, that is probably right up there with one of the biggest rip-offs going around at the moment. And of course, free-range eggs. We're up for an award tonight, believe it or not, in Melbourne. For an innovation, we came up with a clucker app. The free-range egg rip-off was just incredible. Mm. People paying double the cost of caged eggs for these products that were little more than just relabeled barn eggs. It needed to end, and so tonight we're up for an award, which is great.
Terrific. I mean, it just shows, though, doesn't it, that as consumers, A little bit of slick talk can make us pay a premium without actually getting a product that reflects
it. Well, of course it can. I mean, if you look at bottled water, these idyllic pictures of mountains,
palm trees,
and
stuff.
That's right, you know, and purity. They suck you in, and the price you pay for that, of course, is this staggering premium. But look, consumers have tremendous power as well. What we've seen with the Clucker app that's out there, we started with 50 brands on there. Consumers gave us another 550, crowdsourced them. Now 42,000 users of that app, 600,000 scans have been completed. So when consumers are upset, if you give them a reason to navigate around a rip-off, they'll take it.
People power. Great to talk, Tom. Thank you so much.
No worries at all.
Tom Godfrey there from Choice.